This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Take It or Leave It. I am your host, Jeremy Nichols. Yeah, back with another episode, y'all. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. Yeah, man. just not my day. Definitely not my day. My day ended yesterday on a little interesting note, but listen, man, y'all know how life is sometimes, and we move on. But yeah, so jumping back into to yesterday. Listen, I don't know what it is, y'all. I mean, we are on a winning day streak, so shout out to that. That's what, 4 days in a row now. 5-1 Friday, then we've been 4-2 Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. So, you know, obviously that is a really good thing for us. You know, continue to play these spots. You got a lot of good value to play as singles. And that's all we need, right? This is all about winning that money. So, you know, hoping that that is what continues for us, right? What I decided to do today, though, I mean, I know we have been more so focused on money lines, run lines, but I said, you know, especially since there's not a lot of games available to us today, especially in the main slate, because yes, there are some good games happening earlier, but I don't want to, you know, put those in my plays, especially if they're too early and you guys won't get a chance to really get a chance to listen to them, right? So there are four games in, you know, the main-ish slate. And what I decided to do was I'm mixing in some player props for those spots today. So we're just going to have fun with it. I'm mixing in some player props from three of the four games. So we got some from the Rockies and Dodgers game, as well as the St. Louis and Tampa Bay game, as well as we got one prop in there from the Nationals and Phillies. So, you know, we're going to just make it interesting today, you know, just kind of have fun with it and see if we can't break the monotony of the 4-2, but hopefully in a good way, right? Hopefully we improve on that, whether that's 5-1, whether that's 6-0, because of course, if we can get a sweep today, that would be even more sweet. So, you know, just seeing if we can pull that off. Now, just going back to yesterday, y'all. So we had a number of spots listed. And like I said, we did go 4-2. We had the Angels money line. So I'm kind of starting from that last game last night, because essentially that was kind of the title of the show, right? It was really about, you know, us going back to that Ohtani thing, right? Ohtani, you know, like I mentioned before, he did have a hand injury for a little while there. And that did, in fact, affect his pitching quite a bit. But it seems like that has that has essentially fixed itself. So we saw him last night, man. He did his thing. He did his thing once again. Just being, and I think he made history last night based on what I saw. The first pitcher ever to have 40 home runs, as well as 10 wins as a pitcher. That is insane. For anything in any major sport, anything like that, where you are the only one who has accomplished it, that, especially with the amount of players that play baseball and that has gone through that circuit of the MLB, man, that's really impressive. But the Angels did, in fact, win that game, like I mentioned yesterday. We had them at minus 135. So, of course, that's exactly what we needed to get done because that's just what it was. But it was interesting because the Giants actually they actually started off the runs in that game. I mean, they got a run in the second inning, but the Angels did fire back in the sixth inning, rattling off four runs in the sixth, and they did win the game 4-1. Now, this game puts the Angels back at 58-58, so they are breaking even on the season, and I'm wondering when Mike Trout will be back. I'm not sure about his specific ETA. But yeah, if they want to make any type of any push at the end of the season, they got to get consistent again. But shout out to Otani for doing his job. Next play, we had the Cardinals yesterday. My Cardinals at plus 140 on the money line. Like I told y'all yesterday, man, it just felt like a spot because of that starting pitcher that the Rays had yesterday. It felt like a really good spot where the Cardinals could just steal a game, and they sure did. Started off that game essentially hot, had a run in the second, two in the third, two in the fourth, and then another in the seventh. The Cardinals won that game 6-4, but shout out to the Rays. That was a very competitive game. I do expect that they will fire back a little bit more today in the second game of the series, and we'll talk about that in a second. One of the plays that did not hit for us, though, we did have the San Diego Padres last night. And that one was interesting. So we had them at minus 145. I just felt like it was a bounce back game for them, you know, with Fernando Tatis kind of leading that charge. I thought that would be the case yesterday, but it was not. The Mariners came to play. They definitely came to play yesterday. So shout out to them. But I do think that series will continue to be good. So that should be a good one. The next play that did not hit for us, we had Matt Olson total runs, which is kind of wild. Because Matt Olson is usually the one guy that's like on base all the time. And I think he got walked like three times yesterday. Like they weren't playing with him. They were just like, yep, whatever. And then the guys behind him essentially could not get him home. Right. So that's just how that worked out. Like I said, it was 10 out of the last 11 games that he had secured a run. So for me, definitely something you can look at today, because I would probably bet that he'll get another one today, right? The other two plays that did hit for us, we had a plus money play. We had Bailey Ober, the pitcher for the Twins, over the Tigers. We had him over 5.5 strikeouts, which he did, in fact, get. He actually ended that game with 9, and that was plus 105. There's just something about when he pitches against the Tigers. Yes, the Twins did, in fact, lose that game, but ultimately that did not matter, considering the fact that we just had the pitcher prop. And last but not least, we had the Dodgers on the money line at minus 135 versus the Diamondbacks. And the Dodgers did, in fact, win that game 2-0. Those two runs came in the eighth inning. Other than that, every other run was just shut out on both sides. So every other inning was a shutout on both sides. So definitely an interesting game, but hey, not much you can do about it, right? But like I said, we did go 4-2. But I will kind of rattle off what I got for you guys today before I head out of the house. But I just want to make sure that we know that we're not doing all the money lines, run lines today. There will be one run line in there, but everything else will be a player prop, and I will explain why. But without further ado, let's get right on into these plays.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, first play of the day. We're looking at that Rockies and Dodgers matchup, y'all, which is the last game of the night. But two spots that I do really like in that game. We're going with some Freddie Freeman props today. We're taking Freddie Freeman to record 2+ total bases, which he has done in 8 out of his last 10 games. So we're looking at an 80% clip. I think that spot makes a lot of sense, you know, playing against the Rockies. The pitcher is not the best for the Rockies. I believe his last name is pronounced Blatch or Block, but I would assume it's Blatch. But yeah, this just feels like a spot where the Dodgers just kind of have to show their dominance. And I feel like that will be tonight. So let's get Freddie Freeman 2+ bases, but we're also going to take Freddie Freeman to record a run, which he has done in 10 out of the last 12 games overall. If you decide to put both of those props together, you're looking at roughly around plus 130, right around there. If you decided to single or do anything you want with that, I just like, I like Freddie Freeman tonight. Feels like a good matchup, and he has been extremely consistent as of late. All right. Next play here, we're actually going to switch it over to the Cardinals and the Rays game tonight. We're going to take Nolan Arenado to record a run, which he has done in 4 out of the last 6 games. And this is sitting at plus 110. So we're getting some really good value here with this spot for Nolan. He is definitely a home run threat at any given time, but he can also get home essentially because they do have some guys who can deliver that for him if he just gets on base. All right. Next play here, we're also going to just flip to the other side. We're going to take Wander Franco of the Rays tonight to get 2+ total bases at minus 120. He's done this 3 out of the last 4 games. Once again, going up against a bad pitcher with a very high ERA. And I think this is a really good spot here for Wander Franco. All right. And we're also going to take, Yep. So we're also going to take the Cardinals at plus 1.5. So today we're not taking them on the money line. We're just going to kind of have them keep this game close. I think the Cardinals will either outrightly win or they'll at least keep the game close. And that is the only thing I care about today. I think it'll be a really good matchup regardless. So it should be really cool. Now, if you just put those 3 props together, you're looking at plus 584 and just a single same game parlay. And that's all we want. And last but not least on the day, we're going to take Bryce Harper of the Phillies to record an RBI at plus 130. I think this is a really, really nice spot here for Bryce, who has actually been playing extremely well as of late. He has an RBI in 4 out of the last 5 games, and he has 6 RBIs in the last 4 games that he's played. And we're going to take this at plus 130, like I mentioned. So I think this is a really good spot for Bryce playing at home, playing against a Nationals team who they're really iffy, right? You just never know what you get from this Nationals team, but I do think it'll be a really good matchup regardless. All right. So that is all I have for you guys today. Like I said, I know I'm kind of scatterbrained a little bit today, you know, got some things happening right now, but listen, y'all enjoy y'all days. Quick recap on the plays here. We're taking Freddie Freeman 2+ bases and to record a run. We're taking the Cardinals plus 1.5 on the run line, Nolan Arenado to record a run, and Wander Franco to record 2+ bases. And we're also going to take Bryce Harper to record an RBI. I think it's a good spot for all of these. So good luck to everybody if you are, in fact, tailing these plays. But like I tell you guys all the time, you got 2 options, man. You take it or you leave it. I catch y'all tomorrow. Peace.